is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. We finally got on the air. We apologize. I saw all the tweets, and that's a good thing. You all are wondering, where the hell is my show? Well, your show is here now. We are live out of Kingwood Country Club for the Bad Pants Open. We had some, this is the first time, too, that we've ever had a technical difficulty here at Guile Media. So I'm sure you understand. Actually, we had internet issues. So got it all done. Man, you want to talk about how great the course looks. They had such issues after the flood. The clubhouse still not open. They've got a new building right here at Kingwood Country Club. They've got a giant tent set up for all of the events that they have out here. And this is one of the biggest events of the year. It's the Bad Pants Open. And we are live out here in Kingwood. And if you are driving in right, I got to tell you, I know I hear all kinds of crap about our signal. There are no issues up here as far as our signal goes. This is it's awesome. And listen to I know you guys are all big Wingo and Golic fans. So for those of you that were hoping to get another hour of Wingo and Golic, Dell and I apologize. Lance is at the Combine, and unfortunately, he is not going to be able to come to us live from there except via the telephone. But we will hear, we'll get updates from Lance over the next three shows about what's going on with the Underwear Olympics as they head into the big season of seeing who can shuttle better than others.
And I wouldn't promise Lance on the 11-1 show.
You wouldn't promise
him. I wouldn't promise the people he joins the 11-1 show.
Why not?
Because he's a little disrespectful to our show, so I'm not sure I want to hear from him.
Well, I've never heard him disrespectful about anything.
He'll come in, yell, pretend like we're not on the air. So I don't want to lie to the people because we've already told him we would start at 7 and we didn't do that. I can't promise that Lance will be on from 11-1.
Well, but no one cares about him being on from 11.
Well, you said the next three shows. That's
no,
all.
No, today, tomorrow, and Monday.
Okay. Oh, so you didn't even think of the Real Lindell show at all.
Is he doing your show?
He won't. No.
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 He doesn't do your
show.
No, because does he get paid to do your show?
Well,
okay.
Let's be clear. I don't get paid to do my
show.
That's
true.
Well, if you want to have that conversation.
Well, yeah, nobody gets
paid. Nobody gets paid to do that show.
But that's just
I'm just building my brand, John.
That's all. That's right. Yeah. Just write another article and shut up. Okay?
I did, actually.
I know you did. So, anyway, here we are live at Kingwood Country Club. Man, the course looks beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The greens look lightning fast. Can't be better, smoother. I walked on the practice green a little bit earlier, and it is just gorgeous. They got about 1,000 carts out here ready for all these golfers. A little breezy, a little cool out here, but the pants are horrible. You see mine? You didn't.
Yeah,
so
I don't play that
game.
I wore my worst pants. Khaki pants are not something I like, so I wore my worst pants.
You wore khaki pants to a Bad Pants Open.
They're the worst pants I have.
Yeah, as you can hear, it's blowing pretty good out here. And it is going to be a great day, though, as they raise all kinds of money for the Children's Hospital. So we'll talk to Les Fox. He'll join us in a little bit. We'll talk to him. There's a Moose from the old station, all right? There's Moose right over there hanging out. And he and Mike Armstrong got this thing started many, many years ago. And there he is, my man Moose. And it is a great – we were at the very first one. The Bad Pants Open, and Moose continues to wear his horrific pants, and we appreciate him. And he's one of the big reasons that we are out here. So let's get started. The biggest deal of all big deals was James Harden working Wesley Johnson,
you know,
so bad.
I wouldn't have allowed look, if that happened to me or one of my teammates, James Harden wouldn't have got the opportunity to stare down and then shoot. I don't care. I'm taking a flagrant foul. At that point, he's look, he already got the move on you, so that's disrespectful. Then he's going to stare at you, spin the ball, and then shoot. I don't know if Milos had it in him, but I'm taking a flagrant. Oh, yeah. He's not getting that shot up if I can help it.
Well, there's nothing he could have done about getting the shot up, but that he was still standing afterwards.
Yeah.
Because nobody could get to him in time, even after.
Well, he spins.
Staring.
Well, they're all stuck in this kind of
look.
In limbo. Do I go after him? Do I stay with my guy? Do I just? And that's because Wesley broke his ankle, so there's no way he's making a play.
Well, and he just sat on the floor.
He kind of smirked when he got up. But what are you going to do at that point? But if James is going to spin the ball and stare at me, he's going to take a shot.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any question about that. It was about as disrespectful. You remember a more disrespectful play?
I mean,
wait a minute. What about the Gronk spike?
Well, you love the Gronk spike. That
but
is
the
your
Gronk
thing.
Spike where he's laughing at him on the ground?
Yeah.
That was disrespectful.
It is. But look, Gronk didn't stop mid-play. It's not like Gronk bodied somebody, threw him to the ground with stiff arms, stopped, looked at him, and then ran for a touchdown. He had already scored. James was in the process of completing a play. He decides, you know what, Wesley? This is pretty good. I'm going to look at you, spin the ball. No one wants to come at me, and then I'm going to knock down a three, and the Rocket bench goes crazy. It'll be one of the – we know how Russell Westbrook had his MVP moment last year when he beat Denver on that last-second shot. It was like in the last week of the season.
Yeah.
James had already won this thing, but that'll be the moment for him this season.
That is probably the moment of the season. So, yeah, do you have to have an MVP moment?
You don't, but
– you have to have a Heisman moment, I know that.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to have an MVP moment. It just happens that Russell Westbrook had one, and this is James, where people will point to that one as they run the clips when he wins his first MVP. They will run that clip, and that might be the closer, unless he does something more spectacular the rest of the way. But that one is going to live on YouTube, Rocket, Twitter, Clutch fans. It'll never go away. Wesley Johnson will never, ever forget it because people won't allow him to. If he has a social media account, he should deactivate it.
Because he is going – he will. It destroyed is – and in every single – you know – what is the one? Michelle Beadle show on
Sports Nation.
Oh, yeah. Sports Nation. Around the Horn.
Yeah.
PTI. All of them.
Anything.
And it might be the lead.
It might be, and whatever they run on Fox Sports 1, it'll be there as well. It's the moment outside of the battles between the Thunder and the Warriors because of the Durant-Westbrook dynamic. That's the moment of the season. That happening, the MVP doing it. ESPN hyped that battle up because of what happened before, but they're completely different teams, at least for the Clippers. Tobias Harris is here. No Blake Griffin. They're different. But the Clippers have been playing well. It was a national game. The number one team in the league was playing, and James does that very early on before the game got out of hand. Well, the game was out of hand by tip-off, but that moment will be played everywhere, and it'll just be the moment that carries James into the playoffs.
Yeah. We'll hear Craig Ackerman's call in a bit. Tyler, come back with that. Tyler's on the board today. Stella's out here. Lance is at the Combine in Indianapolis, getting ready for his NFL Network work. And Tyler, come back with that Craig Ackerman call.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Another Mike Diesel production.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hard one-on-one here. Yeah, James doubling up the Clippers. Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle three. Someone call someone because there's a clean up on aisle three as a man is down.
How does it look from court angle? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not good. That is just not good. Here it is from up top. Ouch. Count it.
There it is. My only, okay, first of all, someone call someone. I mean, you can have a name ready. This is something.
Well, do you have a name ready for something like that?
He had cleanup on aisle three ready.
He did have that. Someone call someone. He doesn't know a janitor by name or something.
Hey, Billy, come to the register. We got to clean up on aisle three.
He could go into the Walmart over the intercom thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said clean up on aisle three times.
Yeah, it was repetitive.
Yes. Once, and you would have said, oh, clean up on aisle three. That's pretty good. Three times. He had that in his repertoire.
He's Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Jim Nance.
He had it. Well, I like Craig, and Craig is doing a really good job.
Taking a shot at Craig. I just know Jim Nance, for moments like these, he always has something.
Oh, yeah, you got something ready. He had that ready. Yeah. There's no question about that. He was in front of the mirror doing it about two months ago or so. And just the thing is, he didn't have to go three times with it. That's my only criticism. Plus, he should have had, hey, Billy or Johnny or Timmy, come on out. You know, we got to clean up on aisle three.
Yeah, you go Doc Rivers, call, just pick a random Clipper bench player to clean up Wesley Johnson, something like that.
Right. So he had it, and it was good. It just, he may have overdone it just a hair. But it was a great move, the signature move, because I'm trying to think right now of NBA moments. You know, LeBron winning the game a couple of weeks ago. I'm trying to think of, you know, NBA moments that are standing out right now.
I don't know if this happened this year or last year, but did Russell and Kevin go head to head? They're pretty
back
much nugging each other. Not nugging each other, but headbutting each other. That happened last year or this year? Was that in their first matchup last year? But they had that confrontation when they were forehead to forehead, kind of pushing each other back. I don't remember when that was, so I guess it wasn't that memorable in terms of. I don't think we're supposed to remember memorable moments. I don't think there have been very many this year. This one will stick with us because of who it was and who he is and the season he's having. I imagine. Well, Giannis kind of triple jumping and dunking maybe a week and a half ago. He kind of approached his dunk on the alley-oop like he was doing the triple jump and then jumped over a guy.
And then we had a 360 earlier this year.
Yeah, I mean, this is Raheel's element, to be honest with
you. Yeah, right. Yeah. This is what we need Raheel for. But I think you're right. I think that was the signature moment. Now, it was a West Coast game.
Yeah.
It was a nationally televised game, but it was a West Coast game.
The second game of a doubleheader as well.
Yeah. I wonder why is ESPN there was local television too on that?
I would think so, yeah. But ESPN had,
usually when there's a national game, you don't have local too.
That's an NBA TV thing. Is it a TNT thing too? Where I think they run TNT. If the Rockets are playing, you get your choice of the local broadcast or the TNT broadcast. And I've always noticed that you could either pick between local or ESPN. I think it's pretty much an NBA TV thing where they black you out. Like, if you couldn't watch the game on NBA TV.
But
if
you can watch it on ESPN.
Yeah, I don't think they have those type of restrictions. I didn't even see the first quarter. I was just home just doing something else. And then I was like, let me get to the game. I assume maybe the Rockets are up by 10. Oh, it's 20-plus. All right, this game's over.
Yeah.
It was pretty much an exhibition to see if the Clippers would have any fight. And they did, but they got it within 8 in the fourth quarter. And then the Rockets put them away.
Yeah. I didn't stay up that late, really.
I did because I take naps, and I was up until the game was over, and then I got up at 4 o'clock to come here.
Yeah. I didn't. I went to actually slept. So there was that. Here is the deal. I don't know. I heard someone today talking about whether or not, the Warriors would lose again. I don't. How are the Rockets going
to
lose?
It is weird. They've won so many games in a row. You think to yourself, is there a team on the schedule that can beat them? Or do they go to Boston, or is that game
here? Boston's here Saturday.
I mean, as far – I don't know if – I doubt they're playing a back-to-back. I'd have to look at the schedule. You can't really pick a loss. I think we're all going to be surprised when it happens. I thought the Clippers might have a shot, and then I realized the Clippers played the night before, and that we might have saw those effects in the first quarter, where the Rockets had actually been in L.A. longer than the Clippers had by the time the game started. I don't know when a loss happens. I mean, we talked about it coming out of the break, at least going into the All-Star break. The Rockets had a pretty tough schedule in terms of teams that are playoff contenders or teams that have been playing well. Denver was playing pretty well going into the game. They lost. Utah, they had a long streak, lost at coming off the All-Star break, but were still playing good basketball. They lost. The Clippers had a big one in Denver, back-to-back. They lost. You can't pick a loss. I think we'll all be surprised. I mean, injuries haven't played a factor in terms of wins or losses at this point. Until it happens, I don't know why you would predict one.
Yeah. Hey, Lance is rejoining us here on ESPN 97.5. He is back. He is live in Indianapolis. Let's get an update of guys walking around in underwear. What's going on, Lance?
I'm just laying down in this bed in my room.
Wait a minute. So you're the guy in his underwear, not like really great athletes.
I didn't say I was wearing underwear, dummy.
So you're naked?
I didn't say that either.
Oh, see.
Why are you laying down in bed?
I am neither, Dell. Please don't put labels on me.
Yeah.
Please don't put labels on me. I am some labeled man who doesn't wear clothes and wears a lot of clothes. So please don't put one of your labels on me.
Yeah, well, I just no one wants, you know, are you going to send out another picture of you laying in bed?
But no, that's
like
not going to
like
happen
death?
Again.
That,
no, that's see, not going to happen again. I head over to the media center here in just a second. But, man, I'm glad the comrade's sitting with me. I'd be doing a solo show for 2 hours. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. You would have been. That would have been a very.
Hey, guys, you there? Hey, let's talk about the combine.
Here's the deal. So It was a lot of fun.
San Jose State, Andre Chachere. I think he could be a Texan in the sixth.
So you would have enjoyed, though, if you were here. We drove out here at 6 in the morning, and then we couldn't get it working, so we drove back, and then got called. We're about halfway back to the station, got called and said, oh, no, now it's working, so come back. It's been an interesting deal.
I like that. I got a text today from Tori Andrews, former Rice basketball player, saying, hey, where is the bench? I said, well, this isn't a good text.
Yeah, no.
this isn't good at all.
No, it's a bad deal.
What do you mean, where's the bench?
Right. So that's been our morning here, but it's all good now, other than going in and out and the wind and the cold. But other than that, it's a good morning here.
By the way, why do y'all not think? I mean, you say I'm not sure where the loss, but you got Oklahoma City coming up. At Oklahoma City, you got four straight road games coming up. I would imagine if they're going to lose, it's going to be at Oak City or in the back-to-back at Milwaukee.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, but the way that they're playing, I mean, yeah.
Well,
they're
not playing. They didn't play. I don't know if they played great last night. They definitely didn't play great the night before. I get what you're saying, the long win streak, but they're not exactly at the apex of their their basketball playing right now. I think right now they're in a little bit of grit mode, which is good. I think it builds character, but I don't know that they're playing their best basketball right now. They shot at 30% yesterday after shooting at 27% the night before. I mean, at the end of the day, you still are a heavy three-point team, although not as much the last couple games. And you do see, hey, both games went under 100. I mean, they defend now. The old Rockets don't play defense thing is so old. And I was riding up to Indy with a good friend of mine who I used to play basketball with in high school. He played some college ball. We were talking about the Rockets. He said, you know what's not talked about much? He said, James is playing defense this year. He said, that's got to be a Chris Paul thing where James feels like he needs to play because the rest of the team is playing. He said, because James wouldn't even try in years past. And this year, he has effort for most of the time he's on the court. He said, he's going to give effort. And he said, I don't think enough people talk about the fact that James is trying on defense this year.
Agreed. James is a different. James looks like a different guy, dude. I mean, as I mentioned, I think he's almost likable now, which is so different than the James that we.
What did y'all think about in baseball, James? If this were baseball and James pulled that crossover where he stares at the guy at Wesley Johnson and waits. James would get hit so much in the next game.
Oh yeah,
he'd have so many fastballs hitting him.
That would have been a bat flip. There was no that was bat flip staring at the pitcher.
That was Joey Bats.
That's not a bad flip. That's a bad flip. He went to the opposing dugout, pulled his pants down, and then decided to run around the bases.
But you know what? In basketball, that's the difference between the two sports. In basketball, it's like ESPN's doing these videos where they show reactions of everybody, people on the sideline, people on the bench, the Clippers towel guy. Like, they show all these different reactions, even Wesley Johnson smiling. And that's the difference between basketball and baseball. In baseball, you don't even know sometimes, like, if you don't follow the base path, if you circle around too aggressively around first base like you're going to go to second and it's too aggressive, that's breaking a rule probably, and you're going to have to get hit. In basketball, you can stare somebody down who's on the ground and then go spit on their mom on the sideline, and it's like, well, you shouldn't have got got.
Yep.
Sorry.
I'm surprised that Dell brought it up, that nobody took him out at any point last night.
Well, because that's not, I mean,
it's
that's not
the
basketball
it's
now.
Not the culture,
if it were
John.
If you're dealing with the Pistons or the Celtics or even the Lakers back in the day, he would have taken a shot at some point.
It's different, but you watched the reaction of the Clippers, I mean the Rockets bench, James himself, the Rockets on the floor, just for a pride. I don't know if Wesley Johnson has to do it. Montrezl Harrell, for all the talk of what the Rockets are doing, he had a pretty good night last night. I don't know if he the guy who would have done it. I mean, we can start picking who would be the likely enforcer for the Clippers. I guess Montrezl would be the guy.
DeAndre's boys with James, I think.
And DeAndre was soft last night. I don't know what that was, but he had the least impact of the in the game period. Like, Capella handled him. They were better on the floor when everything went through Montrezl.
So that's something I've never ever understood. This Capella for DeAndre, ever. What I mean, first of all, I don't know that they're much different offensively. I know that DeAndre's better defensively and he's a great rebounder. All of those things, I get that. But for the money that you spent on that you spend on that dude, he hasn't won anything. He's so limited offensively, and Capella's limited offensively as well. But you got a cheaper version. You got a now. I don't know going forward how much cheaper Capella's going to be, because the talk is max. But I've never understood. You're not upgrading with DeAndre over Capella.
I mean, it might have been the quietest 16 rebounds. I'm looking at the box score, and he had 16 rebounds last night. But I didn't notice him. He wasn't a factor defensively. The Rockets, as much as he's supposed to be a rim protector, the Rockets pretty much did what they wanted when he was on the floor. Obviously, they're a perimeter team, but he didn't affect the game at all.
Do you guys think that so Rodney brought this up to me on our flight, and I was taken aback, and then the more you think about it, it is an interesting question. He said, is Clint Capella – I said, you know, a real thing with the Rockets has been Capella is taking that step forward, which is natural for a player at his age. You know, you're going to get better. You're going to progress. I said, now they're going to have to pay him. And he said, was he even a top 10 center in the league? And I said, well, yeah, I think so. And then he started naming some centers, and you realize there are a few more centers out there who are young, you know, talented centers than you realize. But the second question is, he brought this up. He goes, how much different would Willie Cauley-Stein be on this Rockets team than Clint Capella? And I knew what he was getting at, because Clint catches dunks. You know, he catches lobs and dunks it. He gets easy baskets. And his whole point is, in this offense with James Harden and with Chris Paul, would a guy like Willie Cauley-Stein get similar numbers if he was allowed to play in this offense where you really don't have to get your own baskets, they just kind of come to you? And that's not to – I don't know if that's disrespecting Clint. I think it's pointing out the obvious that James and this off and Mike D'Antoni's offense gets the center a ton of easy baskets.
I don't disagree. And the question about paying Clint will be an interesting one, but I don't know if you pay him 20 plus a year to do what he does, not because he's not effective in the offense, but as you pointed out, Lance, would it be easy to find another guy to do exactly what he does? Now, chemistry is a big deal, though. And do you break up a squad who knows, may win an NBA title? If that's a question of whether Tillman is all about paying and how much he wants to pay the luxury.
No, but I mean, what Clint does, and great, he's athletic and all of that. I'm with you. I mean, when Clint came up and how skinny he was, I was like, how's this dude going to handle any low post, any guy in the low post? Now, there's no low post basketball anymore. So.
And we kind of saw last night he didn't handle Harrell very well, just because – I didn't know Harrell had that type of offensive game, but that's a rare thing where he's going to have to face a guy who's going to take him down there.
No, I'm with you. I don't know. Everybody's talking about if you're going to give max dollars, I would rather give it to. I mean, I would rather save the money. I think Capella is a guy that can be replaced. Now he's really, really good.
You know what? It sounds very disrespectful to be saying that right now in the middle of this win streak. But if you really think about it, Daryl Morey doesn't love anybody. Like, Daryl tolerates players. He is willing to let you go in a heartbeat. And is he going to fall in love with a guy who catches dunks? Like, if Daryl, the more I thought about it, Daryl is Mr. Value. Every player has a value. And if you are not replaceable, like James is not a replaceable player. You don't replace what James does. There are certain players who he feels like they don't, it's hard to replace them. Is it really impossible to find an athletic big who can block shots, rebound, and just catch lobs and dunk it? And for as much as I like Capella, and I think he's improving, and I do think he's got a chance to have a better post game than people think. He's just not really given that opportunity in this offense. At the end of the day, in this offense, it doesn't require that. So can't you get that type of player for less than max contract?
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break here, Lance. Come in and out when you can. You're still
yep.
in your hotel
you
room laying in
can.
Bed.
He's laying in his bed.
I'm headed over there right now.
Yeah, sure, yeah, sure, sure you are. Just
hey,
like
listen,
John
I'm coming in and out of the show, and then you guys do the same thing with your Comrex connection.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, too. We decided that's how we're going to do the show today, in and out. Okay. Speaking of in and out, I've got to talk about ImproveMyErection.com. ImproveMyErection.com. It is a way for you to maximize your efforts in the bedroom. It is, I mean, it's snicker, snicker, hoo, hoo, hoo. He said in and out and improve my erection and all that stuff. Whatever. Here's the deal, people, is if you're having any issues whatsoever, if you're just not as strong as you used to be, if it's noticeable, if you're having problems, if you need the blue pill, if your confidence is shot, if all of these things, this is a physiological issue. It's not a mental issue. There may be not the blood flow that's getting to the area because you have plaque, and there's a way for you to eliminate or at least decrease that plaque and get the blood flowing better, and it's called the Gaines Wave Therapy. So call. Stop with the issues. You don't have to have them anymore. You can fix this problem. Everybody thought, well, it's just mental. No, it's not. It's physiological. And Dr. Rorick is helping people every single day. 281-496-3355. 281-496-3355. Or ImproveMyErection.com. Tell them you heard it right here. Grass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. If I throw warm in the dorm room at the AU, we blew hay to athletic. ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew. Lucky. Yeah, I'm on savage time. I'm on savage time. I'm on ratchet time. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Let's check. Okay, check the stream and see if that's fixed because apparently we were just hearing Lance on the stream. And hopefully that is an issue that we have been able to rectify. So here we are live out of Kingwood Country Club, and we are out here waiting for the Bad Pants Open. We'll hear from Les Fox in a little bit about this tournament that we were here. I don't know how it was back when we were at 610. It started up in the early days, like in 98, 99, somewhere around there, and we got this thing started up, and it actually has grown, and it is just a huge, huge event. So we're proud to be a part of it, doing it for Mike Armstrong and Moose. I think we're a couple of the guys, Harold from Harold's. You remember Harold's in the Heights?
Yeah.
They were the ones that started this thing. I think Harold had a bunch of really crappy pants in his store. And so they said, why don't we – I can sell these. if we start a golf tournament where you have to wear really crappy pants.
I don't know. I'm just seeing a lot of people violating the flag code, to be honest with you.
You're
not allowed to wear a flag as pants.
That's not a flag right there.
Well, you're not allowed. Well, there's another guy.
There's stars and stripes.
There's another guy with pants with a flag design, and I'm pretty sure he's now the Colin Kaepernick of this event.
You think because he's wearing a flag?
Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Should the entire, tournament come after him for what he's doing? Because I feel like there needs to be some reciprocity. For Colin gets his, that guy gets his.
No, no.
Yes. You guys should ban that guy from playing for what he's doing. Or give him some better pants. Yeah, I'm looking at these people. And listen, I would say it's embarrassing, but they want to be embarrassed. So I'll let it go. But not that guy. He's violating the flag code.
This is not violating. He's not kneeling. Okay? If you kneel, you're violating the flag code.
No.
If you drag it on the ground, if you're an Olympic gold medalist.
If you're Sean White and you drag it on the ground, yep.
Then that's fine. Okay?
No, it's not fine.
No.
Apparently, it's not fine.
Well, it's fine.
No, it wasn't fine. People were upset, even though, he was given it without even really thinking about it. He's celebrating, and the flag touched the ground, and people were upset. And I'm upset about that guy.
Because he's going to sit on the flag.
When he sits down at some
when
point,
he sits
yeah,
down.
He's
going to
sit
what
down.
What if he doesn't sit down all day? Then you're fine? What if his cuffs aren't dragging on the ground?
Look, I assume beer will be involved, and I assume a bathroom will be involved. So when he takes that flag into a bathroom and does whatever he has to do, that's disgusting. I think you guys should get after him. That's all. Your people should get after him. I can't do it because, look at me. They're not going to care what I have to say.
So you and I driving up here, we're actually close to each other. Well, actually, leaving, we left,
yeah.
Then we came back again.
Yeah.
But when we were leaving here to go back to the station because the Wi-Fi didn't work, I drove off, and then I left you in the dust. You're driving through Kingwood at the speed limit.
Oh, yes, I am. I was thinking about that. I was like, John's going about 50 in a residential area. I'm not doing that.
See, I don't have any qualms
whatsoever. I know you don't. You were flying.
You have qualms, I see.
They got all these trees around here.
I think the word is qualms.
I did have qualms. I had some reservations.
You did.
About driving that fast in this area. I don't know Kingwood. I've never been here before.
You've never been to Kingwood?
There's no reason for me to ever come to Kingwood except for the Bad Paths Open. I was not
here's the thing.
Going to speed
there's
through
a lot
Kingwood.
There's a lot of white people up here.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, there's a lot of white people in the Kingwood area. But I could see where you would think, me driving up here, I probably should just go the speed limit.
Look, there's if you include the promo team who's sitting here and me, we probably quadrupled the black population in Kingwood. Look, the four of us, there's probably not four people within 20 miles of this place right now. Four black
people.
Four
and there's right in a row.
Yeah. I'm telling you, people get nervous around here. That's why I'm not. I was gonna drive whatever the speed limit was. Let you do what you got to do. I caught up to you.
Yeah, but if you drafted behind me,
I'm
you'd
not.
Be fine.
No, it isn't. They would have said, "Hey,
oh, let him go."
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
There could have been a speed trap right there, and the guy going 5 miles faster than me would have been okay. You're fine.
You're fine.
You obviously have something you're doing that we're not a fan of. We're gonna pull you over. We almost got killed on 69 or 59. By the way, I don't know what that was. I was right behind you.
Right.
That,
all of a sudden it stopped.
All of a sudden it stopped, and we're pulling off to the side. It's been a great morning.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's been an interesting morning here. I hope, can people hear us now on the stream? That's my only concern that people, would, if you can, tweet us and tell us if you can hear us now on the stream. We apologize. That's the first technical difficulty that we've had in like 2.5 minutes or so. We apologize for that. Let's catch up on our breaks live at Kingwood Country Club. John and Dell. Lance is going to check in every once in a while when he actually feels like it right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to talk about my man, Jeff Aronoff, over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Absolute Marble and Granite is listen, get fix it up. Stop with the – if you're looking for a way to, you know, get out of that house, well, you got to make sure that everything is updated, that it's not everything, your countertops aren't crappy, your patio, it's shungat, it's all, you got to fix it up. You got to spend some money on your house. You've been in that house for 10, 15, 20 years. You got to fix it up, people. You cannot just let it all go to hell in a handbasket and then expect to be able to sell your home. Not only that, but do you want to live where the countertop is crappy or the outdoor? You don't have an outdoor patio. You don't have an outdoor kitchen. You don't. Your vanities are terrible. Look, Jeff Aronoff does all of that stuff every single day. So give him a call, 713-880-2822. You tell him you heard it on ESPN 97.5, and you get 20% off at 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. Beautiful morning.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Dell. Lance is going to join us in and out here live at Kingwood Country Club. As the man told you, Bad Pants Open. Texas Children's Hospital, the beneficiary for years now of what's going on out here. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do so. We'll get you on as soon as we have the shortest wait time. It's Dell and I.
No.
Yes,
don't
we do.
Don't appropriate that.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. It's been proven.
It's not appropriation.
Yes, it is. It's show appropriation.
That's just not. We have the shortest wait times, and it's... And there's nothing that we can do about it right now. So give us a call if you would like to hang out with us here. What's been the story over the last couple of days here? That's the main story. I was out the last couple of days.
There hasn't been
pretty much out of touch with everything that was going on.
There hasn't been anything major. Some people are rejoicing that Blake Bortles got money. But as far as
Texans fans rejoicing,
yeah, there's a thought that the Jaguars have stunted their growth and they've just made the gap that was appeared to be large, at least this season.
I'm torn on that one.
It's now smaller, according to some people.
I'm torn on that in that they're ready to win now, and I don't know if you get a rookie quarterback. Now, if you – I don't know. I'm just not a big Cousins guy. I don't know. I understand he's completion percentage and all that, and that would probably be awesome in that offense. A guy who can complete all the simple passes, which Blake Bortles can't do, because with the running game and, Leonard Fournette, to be able to just complete what you're supposed to, stay on the field, keep the defense off the field, move the ball, the defense holds the other team, you guys score 17 to 25 points and you're going to win football games? Okay, I get that. I think Kirk Cousins would certainly be an upgrade, but I don't know that Kirk Cousins is taking you the promised land, do you?
I don't believe it. I mean, he'll get his money because some team, much like a lot of teams are desperate. They're desperate for what they believe is legitimacy at the quarterback position, and Kirk Cousins is fine. I put him in the same category as a Bortles when it comes to do I believe he can win a championship? Yeah, probably not. He probably provides more stability at the position, particularly if you're the Jags. I guess you would trust them more, but I haven't seen really Kirk Cousins play it in the type of game Blake Bortles did. We know he played okay, didn't have enough to finish it. I think Kirk Cousins is just the guy who could put up stats and be comfortable in a place, but he still puts you behind the eight ball at the quarterback position. I just think the Jags are so dominant in terms of talent in this division that Kirk Cousins means they probably run this division for a couple of years, unless Deshaun's a great equalizer, which is what the thought was concerning the Blake Bortles decision, that because Deshaun could be the great equalizer, that talent gap that is the Jags and Texans, he can make up the difference.
You know, plus the factor of how much is Kirk Cousins going to cost you, and does that handcuff you? The Broncos have a lot of great football players. The Jaguars have a lot of great football players. The Vikings have a lot of great football players. I'm not sure if I'm in any of those teams that I say, well, Kirk Cousins, you put us over the top. Is he that much better than Case Keenum?
I don't know that to be the case. And the interesting thing will be, will Nick Foles' run influence people? Because before Nick Foles went and did what he did, people didn't think a lot of him. If you think you have the talent on par with the Eagles, do you think if you get a Nick Foles type, that's good enough? Because we've been led to believe, and I think we still do, that an elite quarterback is what you need to find, whether it be in the draft or free agency. It's very rare to find it through free agency. Well, teams kind of like, you know what? If the Eagles can do it with Nick Foles, even though it was a short amount of time, surely we can do it with Kirk Cousins, who was more highly regarded than Nick Foles until this playoff run. I wonder if Nick Foles opens it up for some teams to believe, hey, yeah, Kirk Cousins, we can win something with him.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been a big – I like that the Jaguars have kept Blake Bortles. I like that that's the direction that they're going, as opposed – I tell you the truth. I know AJ will disagree with me, but I'm glad they have him as opposed to Case Keenum. Case Keenum got his team to the NFC Championship game. Blake Bortles got his team to the AFC Championship game. But when it was winning time, he couldn't do it. Case Keenum did in winning time. Case Keenum got it done in about as big a pressure cooker as it could possibly be in the semifinals. Blake Bortles, there's no chance that he was going to win that football game against New England. Case didn't have a chance. And if you blame Case for that fumble, that's to me is just ridiculous. The dude's dropped back and was blindsided by a guy who wasn't even touched, a tight end coming across, tried to block a defensive end that was coming untouched and whiffed, and Case Keenum got waylaid. That's not on him.
We stand, I guess, a little different when it comes to Blake Bortles, because I don't know if anyone – there. I think I said it before. I could get to probably believe a third finger on my first hand before I could name three guys who I believe could have led the Jags to a win in New England. Peyton Manning could never do it, and obviously Hall of Famer and all that type of stuff. He could never win there. So I don't know if I want to impugn Blake Bortles simply because he couldn't get it done there in his first playoff run. I think everything that's happened before makes us think what Blake Bortles is and makes us believe what he is, and that's not a championship caliber quarterback. But I won't use that particular instance only because how many guys do that in that situation? And Raheel pointed it out, I think, earlier this week. That Jags defense gave up a lead in the fourth quarter. Now, it's not like the Patriots scored a lot of points, but the strength of that team had a chance to shut them down, but they're playing the greatest of all time, and it didn't happen. I do think the Jags may have did everyone a favor in the division, but I do think the talent gap is so wide, that I don't know if Deshaun in his second year is enough to overcome what the Jags have built. They've been building that thing for years, and we've been talking about the Jags for a bit, like it could be their year, It turns out all they had to do was get rid of Gus Bradley, and it was their year.
Mm-hmm.
I think their talent far outsees the Texans, and we know with the draft pick situation, the Texans aren't going to get there overnight.
Yeah, much like getting rid of Jeff Fisher. Getting rid of Gus Bradley, that certainly changed fortunes there. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. John and Dell live at the Bad Pants Open in Kingwood here on ESPN 97.5. Glad you can hear us. The stream is up and running. You love the who loves the bench, who doesn't? Appreciate that, Houston Hughes. We are live here, and you're more than welcome to get in and talk about whatever it is that you would like to talk about here on ESPN 97.5. I'd like to talk about TrailerWheel.com. TrailerWheel.com. It is about the only place, and it's worth the ride. I don't know if you're in Kingwood, if you're in Conroe or Woodlands or South Houston or wherever. I'm sure that there are other trailer places. I guess there are. I don't know. But do they have the concept that they have over a Trailer Wheel and Frame? At Trailer Wheel and Frame, they have a company that makes all of their pickup truck accessories, Mateco. The company that makes it, it's the sister. It is the same company that owns Trailer Wheel and Frame. So you get, and we talk about this all the time, Mark Klein, manufacturing a retail store. We talk about Texas Mattress Makers and Uval. They make it right there. Well, that's the same deal with Trailer Wheel and Frame. They make it right there, well, down the street, and they bring it over, and they sell it at wholesale prices. You're not going to find the prices for your bed mat, your bed liner, your grill guard, your toolbox, your headache rack, whatever it is that you need for that pickup truck, you've got it, and you've got it at a better price, manufactured with guarantees, with stalls right there, Trailer Wheel and Frame, that'll get you in and out quickly. When you buy your pickup, get it bare-boned and fill it up at Trailer Wheel and Frame. 8222 I-45 north of Canino exit or trailerwheel.com.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.